have been receiving official notification from the Minister of Foreign Affairs of Sudan, of course, that through the media we have heard that the officials in the government of Sudan went on radio and on the media announcing the closure of the border, something which was surprising to us. Normally we should have been notified of the closure. Remember, we had continuous visits going on between us and Sudan, and we've been talking about the need of the opening of the borders for the benefit of two peoples in the two countries. Sudan and South Sudan have longer borders here in the region, and so there are a lot of things to benefit from. And we have made it clear to the government of Sudan in all those visits that it is important at this time to open the corridor and the borders so that the free movement and goods. But Sudan has been concerned of the issues of insecurity in the borders, and we said over and over again that we are not harboring and we are not supporting the rebels that are fighting the government there. They are even not in the territory of South Sudan. But, well, at the middle, of course, we have set up this forum where we can also talk about any issues of insecurity in the borders. Of course, you know that we had also here our own issues regarding the rebellion that that was here in South Sudan before the implementation of the peace. And we are also concerned that these rebels were also supported by Sudan. But, well, as long as we have the same problem, both of us, we thought it was good for us to set up a mechanism with which we can be able to discuss issues that come up as far as the insecurity is concerned.
Yes. Ambassador, have South Sudan reached to Sudan and say, look, this we are hearing this and we need to have a forum on how we can address this issue?
Of course, yes. We are now preparing for the visit to Sudan so that we can discuss this issue of closure again. Last time we visited Sudan and we talked about the opening of the borders and they accepted it. In fact, the President of Sudan went up and announced unilaterally the opening of the border and talked about the benefit that these two countries can get from the opening of the border. And we were all happy with the decision taken by the government of Sudan to announce the opening. But now the issues of insecurity and then the unilateral closure again came up. So we said now we are still maintaining that kind of a forum. So we have said now we better engage Sudan and tell them, look, we have this forum here where we can discuss the issues of accusations. If there is any accusation that they can tell us accurately, then we can be able to discuss whether we denied it or we said, no, these things came into our border without our knowledge.
These threats are not new. I mean, Sudan have said this many times that South Sudan is hovering rebels that are fighting the government there. Surely there must be no smoke without fire, Ambassador. I mean, are we hovering or is South Sudan hovering rebels from the north?
We are not hovering any rebels fighting Sudan. These are rebels in Sudan and these are things that Sudan has to take care of within its border. All we are telling them, we said, okay, we can help in the negotiation with your rebels. So we are able to cooperate well with them. And so we are not supporting any rebels, and we have said this over and over again. And this is something that everybody can see, because the embassy of Sudan here in Juba is also here seeing whether our government is engaged in supporting this. All we are asking here, we are asking Sudan to come to this forum, whatever there are issues coming up, whether there are any alleged, you know, allegation of support, so that you can discuss them and tell them truth in those forums rather than going to the media and announce any unilateral decisions on issues to do with the border and other issues.
All right. You mentioned that you are planning to go to Sudan. When is this going to happen?
Very soon, the Undersecretary of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs will have a chance to visit Sudan soon. We haven't set a date, but at that level, we were going to Sudan to talk about our issues in the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. Also, we can push up these issues.
For now, how will you describe the relationship between Sudan and South Sudan?
The government of South Sudan is very sure that we have a good relations with the Sudan, and you have seen the visit of the first vice president to Khartoum, and we were all happy to see him received that high reception. So currently, the relations of South Sudan and Sudan is good. I can describe that. And we hope to promote a lot of issues that are outstanding and go forward.